Welcome to the big program. It is 11 minutes after 5 on this, the Tuesday post-Cinco de Mayo version of the program. Tom is complaining not of a hangover from too many margaritas and nachos.
I drank a 5-hour energy yesterday afternoon, and I think it's still working.
Good for you, though.
I didn't sleep very well.
Well, when did you take it?
I don't know. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, because I was over in Appleton for a game, and I had to drive back. When I don't do one, and driving back, I start nodding off.
Well,
so it keeps you focused while you're driving and awake, but the problem is when you get back, you're still focused and awake.
Well, what time did you try to hit the rack then? I mean, because it would have lasted until about 8 o'clock, and after that you should be able to nod off.
No, I went to bed shortly after that, and it basically, it's still working. I'm pretty twitchy this morning.
Twitchy. You make me twitch. There is an interesting thing that I've posted on my blog this morning. As a matter of fact, I just tossed it up there. Some guys up in the mountains got their video camera out, and they're enjoying the beautiful landscape. Now, hey, this is interesting. I'll show you the video here in a second. The video is what I posted on my blog. They're looking at the nice landscape, and there is a dark figure several hundred yards away. They are up on a hilltop. They're looking down into the valley. Whatever it was. Now, they're not claiming it was Bigfoot. They're not claiming it was Yeti. They're not claiming it was Aunt Esther. What they were saying very clearly, though, is it's unusual. You could tell that whatever it was did not have snow gear on. No snowshoes, no backpack, anything. It was a figure.
Walking on two legs?
Yep, bipedal. And they watched it haul butt across a snow ridge. Where normally, if you were a hiker or something, you would take a different path. This thing just cut across the snow like there was nothing to it. And it was very, very interesting, you know?
Do you believe that there is something living in the woods, a missing link, if you will?
You know, I don't know.
We would have found evidence of such since then, although unless they're burying their dead, as opposed to just leaving the bones laying around.
Well, I believe part of the ceremony is jerky. They do have beef jerky at the funeral. But here's the thing. There was a story just off the coast of Florida where a guy caught some kind of funky, disturbing, prehistoric-looking shark.
I saw that.
Yeah. Okay.
They catch like one a year.
Yeah.
They are ugly.
Oh, it's hideous-looking. And you know the story of the coelacanth that was caught off of Madagascar. The coelacanth is a fish that was thought to be extinct for a very long time until in the 20s. Sometime, I think in the 20s they caught one, and science is like, that's supposed to be extinct. that was supposed to be out.
Maybe one of those is what is in Loch Ness.
Well, it could be. I saw a funny meme from the computer, from online. It showed a pod of, I guess it's called, of manatees.
Uh-huh.
They were swimming in Loch Ness, and they said, hey, here comes a tourist, assume the Nessie position, and all three of them formed some kind of like monster thing. I don't know what Nessie is. Nessie could be anything. But here, I think what I find interesting is that there are so many unexplained species of animals that are on our planet and in our oceans. I mean, literally thousands, if not millions, of unexplained species of things and things that glow and things that are just hideously ugly looking. Who knows what it is? Who knows? It is an interesting. I would believe more that we could have some kind of a creature running around on our planet that we've never really had a good chance to identify than I would space aliens.
Okay.
I think that's far more plausible than little green men coming in and wanting us
to say that any aliens would be little and green.
Oh, come on. Why do we have to have
Hollywood's this not wrong about these things.
Exactly. They're either going to be small and green and step off the spaceship going, ack, ack, or they're going to be thin and gray with bulging eyes and want to know where Bill Clinton is because they know that he's the party. I'm just saying. As we sip our coffee. That makes for good radio. Anyway, so I posted that up on my blog this morning. Go forth, take a look at it, and let me know what you think it is. I don't know what it is. It could be a... I have no idea.
You weren't vacationing in that area?
No.
At the time, were
no,
you?
No. Beautiful, beautiful mountain range, though. Absolutely.
Where was this? Washington, Idaho, somewhere?
No, you know what? You ask, and now it's slipped out of my brain. Let me go back and take a look at the video, and I'll have the answer to that. Or why don't you just go look at my... You look at my blog, don't you?
Oh, you need hits? Okay, I'll go look at your blog.
Yeah, I really do.
I'll look at yours, you look at mine, right?
Oh, my.
blog,
doctor,
that,
guys.
Blog, that
oh.
is.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. all right.
And suddenly it got weird.
Suddenly?
I stayed at a nice hotel in Cancun, a little too fancy for my taste. Type of place they leave chocolate on your pillow before you go to bed. Who started this? Yeah, I think 4 out of 5 dentists recommend a Zagnut bar before you hit the sack. I sleep real well with 5 pounds of sugar running through my bloodstream. Why don't you just leave me a vial of crack and a pot of black coffee on the pillow? If you want to make my stay more pleasant at a hotel, why don't you start by removing that jet engine from the air conditioner? Ever try to sleep in an air conditioner in a hotel with the air conditioner on high? It's like, ah! Wake up the next morning, it's 2 degrees in your room. You got Walt Disney laying next to you. I like bad hotels. Nobody bothers you. The nice hotels, they pamper you too much. You know, this maid comes to my door at 8 o'clock at night. Would you like me to turn your bed down for you? Why, is it too loud? What are you talking about? She comes in, she pulls the sheets back. Oh, hey, thanks a shitload. I couldn't have figured that out myself. You know? Are people having problems with this? Is this some guy in his room calling the front desk? Yeah, this is Bill in 307. Yeah, I can't get into my bed. Yeah, it's still made. I can't find an opening anywhere.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.